Hello, and welcome to today's Models of Success, featuring Sarah Breedlove, better known as Madam C.J. Walker. From humble beginnings as a farm laborer, Madam Walker rose up to become a pioneer of the modern cosmetics industry, an accomplished entrepreneur, and the first self-made American millionaire. She was a remarkable human being who used her wealth as a means to help others and affect change in the world. Spring Master Television visited the Walker Theater in Indiana, USA, where we had the honor of speaking to Ms. Alilia Bundles, Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter and author of the biography On Her Own Ground, The Life and Times of Madam C.J. Walker.
I did years and years of research to try to tell her story and to let people know that she's not just about hair care, but she was an entrepreneur and a philanthropist and a political activist.
Born just 2 days before Christmas, Sarah Breedlove led an underprivileged early life, which she was able to overcome despite all odds.
She was born in 1867, on the same plantation in Delta, Louisiana, where her parents had been slaves. And both of her parents had died by the time she was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So she had no real opportunity. She was the fifth of six children, and she had to go live with a sister and a brother-in-law who were not very nice to her and who were very poor themselves. Mm-hmm. She said she got married at 14 so she could get a home of her own. And she married a man named Moses McWilliams. They had one child whose name was Lelia, who I'm named after. And then when she was 20, Moses died. So she had a really, really difficult early life. But she really had a lot of perseverance and a lot of resilience, which is, I think, the quality that made her decide that I want to make my life better.
After the passing of her husband in 1888, Miss Breedlove and her daughter moved to St. Louis, Missouri, where three of her brothers ran a barbershop.
And their barbershop was near a church called St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church. The women of the church took her and her daughter under their wing and began to give her a vision of herself as something other than an illiterate washerwoman. So it was really the power of those middle-class women in the church who began to help her see another path.
Through the support of the women at church, Sarah Breedlove began to realize the power of philanthropy.
Even when she was a poor washerwoman, she tried to help raise pennies to help a blind man and his sister that her church was trying to take in. And she belonged to what was called the Mite Missionary Society, the group of women in her church who would collect pennies and nickels. So I think philanthropy and giving back was always something that was very much a part of who she was as a person.
During the 1890s, Sarah Breedlove suffered from a scalp condition that caused her to lose her hair. However, no matter how many products she tried, nothing helped stop her hair loss.
She always told the story. She said, you know, I was so ashamed of my frightful appearance that I prayed to the Lord for a solution. And one night in a dream, a big African man appeared and told me what to mix up for my formula. Some of the ingredients came from Africa. I mixed them together. I applied them to my scalp, and my hair began to grow back faster than it had ever fallen out. And the real key to this was she developed a shampoo. She encouraged women to wash their hair more often. Once their scalps were clean, they applied an ointment that contained sulfur and a petroleum-based petrolatum. That helped heal the sores on the scalp. Once her scalp was healthy, her hair began to grow back.
Miss Breedlove began enthusiastically sharing her mixture with others who had similar scalp conditions in order for them to enjoy the restoration of soft, strong hair.
People began to see that her hair was looking very nice, and they wanted to know what she did. So she was her own walking advertisement. And she began to sell the items to other people. And she would mix it up in her kitchen and sell it.
In 1906, Sarah Breedlove married Charles Joseph Walker and officially changed her own name to Madam C.J. Walker. The pair then traveled throughout the United States to promote her new range of hair care products. They demonstrated them door to door in churches and lodges.
They began to sell the products as Madam C.J. Walker. They had developed some tins that had her image on it, the name of the products on it. Eventually, in 1908, she and her husband settled in Pittsburgh. She opened up a beauty school that she called Lelia College, named after her daughter, where they could train women. And then in 1910, they moved to Indianapolis and actually built a factory that was just about a block away from here.
As a part of their endeavors, the couple also began to train other women to become Walker sales agents or beauty culturists. During an era when it was difficult for women to find employment, Madam C.J. Walker wanted to empower women by helping them gain economic independence.
She very much realized that this hair thing was not just about the products. It was about creating confidence in women and about helping women have an independent income where they did not have to work for somebody else. And there were so few job opportunities for women, period. She had been a widow. She knew that there were other women like her who needed to make their own money. And she knew that the job opportunities for black women especially were limited. You know, most black women who had to work were washerwomen and maids and cooks, and there were very few who were school teachers or nurses. And she saw this as a way for them to make some money on their own.
Madam Walker's desire to help others did not stop there. As her company continued to grow, Madam Walker encouraged her staff to give back to their community and take a stand for racial harmony.
She became very outspoken, and she said, you know, what's the point of having all this money if I can't make a difference? In 1917, Madam Walker had her first convention of sales agents. 200 women came from all over the United States to Philadelphia for this convention. She told them at the convention, I want you to understand that as Walker agents, your first duty is to humanity. I want others to look at us and realize that we care not just about ourselves, but about others. And at this convention, she gave prizes to the women who had sold the most products, who'd brought in the most new agents, but she also gave prizes to the women who had given the most to charity. So she really envisioned this army of women making a difference in their community. So when people would come to their beauty salons, they would be telling them about what they could do to help the community, to help their churches, to help the schools in the community. And at the end of the convention, the women sent a telegram to President Woodrow Wilson urging him to make lynching a federal crime.
Madam Walker also became involved in other community projects, such as a rally to build a new YMCA in Indianapolis.
Madam Walker stood up and she said, I pledge $1,000 to the building fund of the YMCA because I believe if we help our boys, it will help our girls. And people were stunned because no black woman had ever made that kind of contribution. And people began to write about her in newspapers all over the country.
One day, when going to a movie theater, Madam C.J. Walker was subject to racial discrimination. From that moment, she decided to build her own theater that would welcome all equally. This vision continued to grow to encompass the spirit of creativity and community in Indianapolis.
As they thought about this building, they realized they needed a factory, they needed offices, but they also saw it as a way to create a kind of community center for African Americans in Indianapolis. So the idea was on the first floor we'll have a theater, a beauty shop, a drugstore, and some other retail businesses. On the second floor, there was a dentist office, a doctor's office, NAACP, so that some of the community organizations and some of the services could be there. The factory was on the second floor, more offices on the third floor. The fourth floor was the company headquarters, and there was also a ballroom, so wow. the African American community could have dances and graduations mm-hmm. and other kinds of programs.
Although Madam Walker passed away in 1919 before seeing the opening of her theater, her daughter continued her mother's work, and the Madam C.J. Walker Theater Center was open to the public on December 26, 1927.
The Madam Walker Theater Center has evolved into the most wonderful historical, National Historic Landmark cultural arts center. We have arts education for young people during the summers. We have concerts, and it can range from Michael Bolton and Stevie Wonder to Gladys Knight to Chinese acrobats to Russian ballet to Savion Glover to Dream Girls. We have a really wide range of programming, some community theater. People rent the ballroom for wedding receptions. We have students who come here during the school year for Black History Month, Women's History Month programs. So it's really a wide range. We're really very proud of it. And I think people feel the magic mm-hmm. when they walk into the door.
Sure.
For her success in business and goodwill to humanity, Madam C.J. Walker's legacy has been recognized by various organizations.
She's in the National Business Hall of Fame at the mm-hmm. Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. She's in the National Women's Hall of Fame in New York. She's in the National Black Wax Museum. Mm-hmm. She's recognized by the Direct Sales Organization in their Hall of Fame, the National Cosmetology Hall of Fame. The fact that she became, many people say, the first American woman to make $1 million on her own in business is an amazing achievement. Mm-hmm. But for me, what really makes her memorable is that she used her money and her influence to provide jobs for thousands of women mm-hmm. and to participate in philanthropy, to give money to schools and to churches and to organizations, and to be involved in politics and to be an activist. So mm-hmm. she really took the blessings that she had been given and she shared them with others. And I think she still inspires people today.
Madam Walker's selfless example of community service has inspired younger generations to follow suit.
I'm so excited when I get emails from young people who are doing reports about Madam Walker. I heard from some students in Kansas City who were writing a report, and they were writing a report around the time of the earthquake in Haiti. Hmm. And learning about Madam Walker and how she had given back and about her philanthropy made them collect money in their community to send to Haiti. So it's just kind of, it really gives me chills when I think about the impact that this woman who was born the daughter of slaves, you know, very poor, no education, who transformed herself and who really now sets an example for other people.
To conclude, Ms. Bundles wished to share some thoughts with Supreme Master Television viewers about her great-great-grandmother.
I hope that people will be inspired by Madam Walker, that they can see in her, especially people who have a lot of difficulty in their lives, that they mm-hmm. can see that lots and lots of things are possible with the kind of perseverance and the kind of faith that she had. I'm very grateful to Supreme Master Television for giving us this opportunity to share Madam Walker's story mm-hmm. and for including us with such an amazing group of people in this series, to know that Madam Walker is part of a group of people who are now known internationally mm-hmm. as people who made a difference in the world means a great deal to me.
We sincerely thank Ms. Alelia Bundles for taking the precious time to talk to us about Madam C.J. Walker, entrepreneur, philanthropist, social activist, and beacon of hope for many people. May her spirit of determination and generosity continue to encourage others to reach for a brighter future. Compassionate viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for Models of Success. Coming up next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living, after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May your inner beauty be ever more radiant in heaven's blessings. To find out more about the Madam C.J. Walker and Alelia Bundle's work, please visit www.madamcjwalker.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MOS.